Fellow Freedom fans, I am David Allen Carmichael. This is the Faith and Freedom Show on this Eagle 104.3 FM, brought to you by the Liberty Works Radio Network. You can check it out, streaming audio 24 hours a day at libertyworksradionetwork.com. You can also check out our website, faithfreedoms.org. That's my website, faithfreedoms.org, where you can find all those links that you need to tune into the show, even if you're not within the radio broadcast area. I've got special news today, folks. This is something that's going on that you're hearing first here on the Faith and Freedom Show. There is a pandemic that is spread across America that has not been reported on the mainstream media or by the World Health Organization. Hey, the first signs were seen in Canada. They were clearly evident. The sickness was not reported. The illness has now reached the United States and it has become a full-blown national emergency, yet it is not being reported by the national media or any health organizations. And the source of this illness has not been yet isolated. There are suspects. Prime suspects are fluoridated water, aspartame, sodium saccharin, tooth fillings, mercury, or magnetic anomalies from east-west sleeping orientations. The critical symptom that you can see being spread across the country is that America is going insane. The microbolic makeup of this disease is a combination of strains originally from the continents of Europe, Asia, and Africa. It's recombinated into a single strain, mutated from these other things that came from other continents. The symptoms that owe to the European lineage are these: a loss of a sense of reality, of cognitive judgment and discernment. A loss of reality, cognitive judgment, and discernment, that's from the European strain. The symptoms from the African continental strain appear as an abandonment of self-control, showing itself in chemical and perverted sexual addictions. Folks, I'm sorry I should have checked this. In fact, I'm going to tell you, this is a family show. Be careful what you're going to hear here, folks. I'm having to be very candid with regard to this illness that's spreading across North America in a pandemic with catastrophic consequences. The Asian element strips people of a sense of individuality, natural affection. It produces a dependency on the impersonal state rather than family and friends. That's the Asian strain of the sickness that is recombinated into this devastating illness that is sweeping North America. Another symptom that affects people, depending on their reaction to this illness, some people have a loss of a tendency for religion. I mean, they just completely are unable to have any affinity or affiliation or desire or interest at all or capacity for religion, while others become trapped in a drifty spirituality that is actually not religion. There is no vaccine available to counter the advance of this destructive and deadly yet named disease. And the National Academy of Science is working in close cooperation with the National Academy of English and Grammar to determine whether the source of this pandemic should be called IR2 or IM2. The disease is transferred and communicated through close contact and repeated exposure to those who are infected. Resistance to the disease will continue to decline. Your resistance to this disease will continue to decline, and everyone will eventually succumb unless they can obtain the cure. The remedy is not available at your local pharmacy. The cure, called and designated 42C, requires commitment and sacrifice on the part of those who are determined to survive the onslaught of this dementia pandemic. America is going insane. Now, that's just something I offer up. It's sort of like the War of the Worlds, you know? I mean, it's kind of a sudden thing. I'm actually taking this from observances. I'm observing dementia, the loss of reality. And this is supposed to be an upbeat show where we normally take the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. So I'm watching what's happening across the country. I'm watching policies of politicians are confused. They don't know whether torture is good or bad. They're not basing their decisions on a substantive reference. We're having specifically confusions over identity. And again, this is a family show, so folks, with use some discretion with regard to who's listening to the show, because today I'm going to be candid. I'm going to be discussing things that are not pleasant to discuss because they're issues of the day. And just because I want to avoid a conversation, I really don't have that that opportunity. The vision of this Faith and Freedom show is to bring these issues to the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong, because, folks, we are. Our nation's going insane. They've lost touch with reality. They don't have a reference. They do not have a rudder. Many of you in our listening audience are in the Navy, and you've been at sea. You've been at sea at times when the ship has lost steerage way. So if you've got a ship that's been on boilers, you know, steamship, and for some reason you can't get the boilers running right, what happens is you end up going DIW, that's dead in the water with no steerage way, not making enough headway to have steerage. The reason why you want headway to get steerage is so you can cut into the seas rather than to having the seas cutting into you. When you lose headway enough for steerage, what happens? You get tossed to and fro like flotsam and jetsam. And it is nauseating. The most nauseating experience that anybody can have at sea is when they lose steerage way. In the Bible, it says, without a vision, the people cast off restraint. Without a vision, the people perish. What happens is you lose steerage way. And so that's what's happening in America. I say it's a disease. It's a pandemic that's reached America. There's things from Europe, some mindsets, some worldviews that have come from Europe that are essentially, you know, it's almost like rationalism and intellectualism and all this kind of stuff. Well, actually, it's just a loss of steerage way with regard to reality. I think there's been a European influence to just cast off what some would call archaic, the things that have guided us over these years, the things that guided the founders of this nation when they drafted and crafted the government system that we had that would they thought would best serve. And the reason I used a strain from the African continent, one of the great devastating things of the African continent today is this proliferation of deadly sexually communicated diseases, just wiping out people groups. And part of it is that women don't have value and that men have multiple wives and they're spending time, physical relationships with other people's wives and each other, and doing sick things that are not natural. Those things that are not natural have become typical in many parts of societies and things on the African continent, and it's absolutely devastating. It's deadly. And then also there's a rampant addiction to chemicals. I mean, it's a huge devastation in the African continent. So this kind of thing you see here in America, people just casting off restraint, just casting off self-control, just going with every impulse and instinct that might come across because of hormonal stimulus or spending too much time watching trashy stuff and basically converting their minds into something that is just depraved. That's where I associate it from the African continent. Not Africans, but what's happening as I see it on the African continent. Then also, I raised up this issue of the Asian influence, where there's a casting off of the natural affinity toward your family and family autonomy, which is very strong in China. But what's happened is, in the Asian continent, specifically China, and we see that North Korea, that they're being conditioned to worship the state, and that statism is their guiding light, and that they must sacrifice all for the sake of the state. It's a false religion. Those are the things I think that are driving America crazy. We're becoming statist, where somebody said that somebody came to their door the other day and was GPSing their door. Turns out I could not find any authority in law for them to do that. That was kind of an interesting thing. The authority that they were talking about, little handout, had nothing to do with their GPSing. But they're GPSing them, and they ask, well, hey, man, I just want you to get off my property. And they say, and they told this guy that he was nuts thinking that the property was his. And they laughed at him. These two people laughed at him because the property wasn't his. I suspect that they think that the guy's private used to be private property is the state's. And he doesn't even own it precariously. He's really just sort of a tenant that has not yet been evicted. I mean, that was almost like what they were communicating to him. So that's what's happening in America. A statist, a sense of statism and scientism, that is the ruling and guiding light for America. And guess what? Our country is heading for destruction. I call it a pandemic of dementia. Keep in mind, it is not a guarantee that you are going to catch it. In fact, there's a possibility if you do take on this pandemic disease that's sweeping the North American continent, that there's a fix. Truth is available to you. Truth, truth, truth. Yes, it is truth, is the solution to the ails of North America's dementia pandemic. That's, again, we have this Liberty Works Radio Network just for that reason, looking to see the issues of the day and then dive in and to find out what is the reality. Obviously, there's something that everybody can check and verify, is that when you get into a story on the news, there's a problem. There's a built-in deception. There's a built-in twist or built-in take on what they're trying to make you think. I was watching reading an article where they were interviewing Alan Greenspan, and somebody disagreed with Mr. Greenspan's opinion on something totally. They were mentioning what they thought the economy would be doing in a couple of quarters, and that it was going to be coming up and things were going to get better at a certain time. And then they said, and Alan Greenspan agreed with him. Well, Mr. Alan Greenspan said that the next quarter that they were facing would be really bad. Well, the guy mentioned, well, the next quarter is going to be really bad, but the quarter after that is going to be great. And then they mentioned Mr. Alan Greenspan agreeing. And so as you see, he only agreed with the first portion of the statement. But what they were trying to get you to think was, hey, everything's rosy. Now, it may be rosy. I just saw that as being a mechanism of misleading. And I would say because of this pandemic dementia that's sweeping our continent, a lot of people, it just kind of soaks into your brain without thinking about it, and you press on smartly. What we're trying to do here on this Faith and Freedom Show, I say our freedom's going to come in proportion to our faith. And what we have to do is not have faith in our entertainment system, not faith in our media system that's there to mesmerize us. And, you know, Marx called religion the opiate of the masses. I don't think it's religion. Well, unless your religion happens to be media, because it certainly is the opiate of the masses. What we're trying to do here is to provide that inoculation to that thing that would capture you, have an opportunity to give you information to drive the conversation, to stir some thought that would be liberating here on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Of course, they've invited me to come do my Faith and Freedom Show as one of their hosts because Liberty Works Radio Network has a long-term vision to bring this kind of information to you, this kind of opportunity for a dialogue on talk radio, because it's a long-term vision of the founders of the Liberty Works Radio Network. I encourage you guys to check it out. All of you people who are having fun playing with that internet, check out LibertyWorksRadioNetwork.com. LibertyWorksRadioNetwork.com. Those are the guys who are really going for this, folks. They're the guys who give me this opportunity, hopefully, through this show, to stir your faith, which will secure your freedom. And don't hesitate to check out the website, faithfreedoms.org, especially faithfreedoms.net. Podcasts there, titled topics of each show over the last 2 years. Faithfreedoms.net. When we come back after this break, we're going to have some more thought-provoking things, something to stimulate your mind and make your mind happy. And so you, as long as you've got a little life and a little liberty left, we're going to pursue a little happiness. We'll be back.